following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil chain special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, we're going to talk with Josh Howgie, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as we go into the final weekend of the season. We're also going to be chatting with the main man of Huskerland Prep Report, and that, of course, is Bob Jensen. He is going to be joining us today. The 8-man rosters came out yesterday. We'll touch on that a little bit. And, man, I'm glad the Masters is on, because at least you can watch it even if you can't play it. Todd Gatula, my co-host today. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, let's get to the most important part of the sporting day today, because this is where I want to – you are an expert in so many fields, but your wife keeps winning all the basketball pools. What's up with that?
Man, every year she's in the money.
Why are you can't you tell her we're going to do it like at 9?
Exactly.
Hey, we're meeting at 8. Tell her 9.
She pretends all season to be watching like Desperate Housewives or whatever those housewives of whatever county shows are. I know she's secretly watching college basketball January, February, and she knows all these teams as soon as the draft rolls around, or the rest of us pretend to watch it during the year and just rank them at the last minute. But, yeah, she's always in it and won it again this year.
Wasn't even close.
No, like 15, 16 points.
That's what makes it fun. Give us a buzz if you want to be on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We are going to give away a pair of tickets later today to the latest roller derby coming up Saturday night, 7:30 at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. The Roller Vixens will be taking on the Veteran City Rollers, and that's coming up Saturday night. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets over there on Saturday night. Also, Loper Luncheon today. Folks, just want to remind you of that. The wrestling team will be honored, plus you'll hear from the spring sports coaches as well. So that gets underway, lunch at 11:45, and the coaches start speaking at 12 noon. But the Masters is underway, and who'd you pick? Who you got?
I'm probably doing the trendy pick like everybody else and thinking Tiger's going to be the guy to beat.
As usual, there's a guy nobody's ever heard of at the top of the leaderboard, David Lynn, but then there's Jim Furyk at 3-under par, who's been kind of quiet lately. So I don't take a whole lot out of the first day, but you do. One of the studs, one of the big guys usually steps up. Will it be Tiger, Phil, Rory?
I think Phil's an interesting one. A lot of people are counting him out already, not even making the cut. You know, he's got this new funky driver or whatever he's doing and all the talk. But you could never count a guy like Phil out of it. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a little run and maybe, I don't know if you call it surprise, but a lot of people are counting him out right away. But I like Phil.
He's always there. He's always, half the time, he's in the top five, so we're pulling for Phil. I'm one of those guys that like Tiger and Phil. I always root for both of them. I would love to see them be in the final group and finish 1-2 on Sunday.
What do you think about Bubba?
No chance. He might play well. He might be on the leaderboard. No chance to repeat.
Why do you think that?
Because you can't repeat anymore. I think that's the main thing. And Bubba is not an elite golfer. He is not one of the top 3, 4, 5 guys in the world. I like Bubba. I like the go for it style, and all the flair that he brings to the game. And it was cool to see him win last year. I just don't feel it.
Man, how fun it'd be to be there right now.
be a lot better than trying not to fall on our ass coming across the parking lot here in Nebraska, I'll tell you that. Oh, the Masters, it is outstanding. And our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day yesterday is, who did you think would win the Masters? And we got a little bit of a split vote there. Tiger Woods, 36%. We also said one of the other golfers in the top 10, like 4 through 6, 36%. Nobody voted for Phil. 0. 36% for 4 through 10, 36% for Tiger, 21% the rest of the field. Yikes. Here is your poll question today. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question is, will 14-year-old Tin Long Wan make the cut at the Masters?
No.
Not a prayer. Not a prayer. You can vote on our poll question every day, and you can do that at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day, will the 14-year-old Tin Long Wan, who is the youngest to ever play in the Masters, make the cut? How far will he miss the cut by?
Man,
outside of the guys that have won it before that throw an 82 up, I mean, I think the kid's going to play okay, but
the greens are just going to,
oh yeah,
the kid, like, I mean, the greens are going to kill everybody, but the greens there are going to make it tough on a kid like that.
The length of the course and the putting going to make it tough on him. But so be it. We'll see what happens. And, boy, if we're wrong about that, what a story it would make if this youngster played 4 rounds at Augusta. And he's already been here long enough that he's enjoyed it all. And so if he just gets 2 rounds in the actual tournament, so be it.
Can you imagine the nerves, 14 years old, stepping up to the first tee with your name announced and how tight that grip must be?
Everybody seems to say he's so young that he doesn't get it. It's just going to be go out there and play golf. I don't think he will be nervous. Maybe just a little bit, but not like we would be just trying to play the round once in a Tuesday afternoon in June.
My nephew's 14 and a freshman, and he has trouble getting, you know, socks to match on the right day. And here's a 14-year-old stepping up with the big boys to get after it. It's just pretty cool.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Doug Duda and Ty Gattula with you here. Baseball season underway. Royals doing okay. Have you caught the fever yet? Again, if you don't know Todd, which sometimes I forget to introduce folks, Todd, of course, takes care of everything at the Viero Event Center. Some people say Greg Shea does. No, it's Todd Gattula. A lot of folks know him from his days writing for the Kearney Hub, but he's worked with the Storm for however many years, 4 years now. Seems like 27. But that's his gig. And usually when my high school sports and the basketball season's over, I can start paying attention to some other stuff. Maybe you don't get that opportunity until hockey season's over. Is that kind of the case?
I'm kind of right on the brink of starting to follow the baseball and everything and getting back in the swing of it. So, hey, I know my Royals are winning, so that's all that matters.
At least when hockey season's over, you don't have to worry too much about it. The team's not out of it like the Cubs. a shot at the Cubs. The Nebraska women, we talked about it yesterday. The poll did come out. They finished 18th, and I thought that was a little high, I guess is the way you would look at it, or low, however you want to determine. I thought that they would be a better ranked team than that, but you got to remember they were 25th going into the tournament, and folks thought that they should have been better than a 6th seed. So they were 18th. Teams like Dayton were ranked ahead of them. UCLA, A&M stayed ahead of them, who Nebraska beat in the tournament. So Nebraska had a better record and beat A&M in the tournament. Probably should have been ahead of them. Delaware was ahead of them. Say what you want. They were a one-player team with Elena Deldon. Penn State was 12th. One person in the poll voted for Baylor, number one, even after Connecticut won the national championship. I actually thought maybe more than one would vote for Baylor.
Probably were the best team.
Yeah. And it just
didn't win it.
Louisville got so incredibly stinking hot. But as I thought yesterday, Notre Dame was put second. Louisville, because they got blown out in the championship game, third. And then they were ahead of Baylor because they beat him fourth. And Cal finished in fifth. But it's cool to always have something to follow. Even if you don't like us talking about some sports like women's basketball, it's cool to have somebody to root for and have a team like that doing well, just like the bowling team who begins the national tournament today, Todd.
I'm out of the loop on the bowling, I'll admit that one. But it was cool watching the Lady Huskers this year. You know, they continue to gather fan support with Connie Yori coaching them and getting them deep into the tournament. And, hey, let's face it, they were a legit team here at the end of the year. I think definitely a top 10 team and worthy of that kind of consideration in the rankings, even though they didn't get there. But they're fun to watch, and they were legit, and they weren't that far away from being right there in the Elite Eight. And who knows, you know, if you get past Duke, you get past them, and they played a very good game. You get past them, who knows what can happen?
Because they got their ass kicked by Notre Dame. But even though Duke played well against Notre Dame, high scoring game, but Duke did finish sixth in the poll. One other basketball note: Chip Baugh. There's a name that a lot of folks are very familiar with. He's coming to Hastings College to be an assistant coach under Bill Gavers, and as was pointed out in one of the state's publications today. Now you got Weeks. Jim Weeks went from Beatrice. He's in college. Bill Gaver's going to college. Chip Baugh going to college. How many times will we say Nick? But Chip Baugh going to Hastings College after starting at Lexington, then going to Millard North. He'd been there since 2002. You're a basketball hound. What do you think about that hire? What do you think about that trend?
It's pretty good. It's kind of surprising. A few of those guys like Jimmy Weeks maybe didn't do that earlier in their careers. Let's face it, if you want to succeed at NAIA level, Division II, you know, college basketball in this state, recruiting's big. Most of those rosters are made up of your star high school kids. So if you have a guy like Jim Weeks and Baugh and these guys, Gavers, that have been around and have those high school connections, I think you'll see some interesting recruiting trends and the types of kids they'll bring in. And that fit those programs at Doan and Hastings and all the others. I think it's kind of fun. I think it draws a little more attention maybe to NAIA basketball. You know, I'm an old NAIA guy. So, but you're talking some high level coaches there with very good reputations in the state who definitely have connections with other high school coaches to bring in those kids, and they're not going to let kids get away from them. You know, other states, and it probably makes it tougher for some other programs around, maybe bigger programs, to draw some of the kids they would, because they're not going to miss a kid, I guess, what I'm saying.
Well, they're going both feet, jumping both feet in, and it's not like Hastings had to fire a coach that went 5-26 last year and that the cupboard's bare. I think they're going to be pretty darn good. We're going to talk to Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. But after we had our lengthy pre-show meeting today, Todd and I, to plan this show out, I always leave a few things off the board that I like to run by him. And so we'll surprise him with that a little bit later on in the show. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Be back with more after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
Today we're playing Will It Kill It, brought to you by Listerine Pocket Packs. Unlike gums and mints, lab tests show they kill 99% of the germs that cause bad breath. Now we'll see if they can kill the stink of this smoothie I made for Golic.
What's in this? It smells like sweat socks and onions.
That's no fun if I tell you.
Oh, come on, give me a strip.
Now, breathe. Wow, it actually killed it. That's pretty amazing considering...
Considering what?
Considering you just drank a two-week-old lunch that was left in the fridge.
Oh, okay, but there were no sweat socks.
Need a reason to buy a Toro Zero Turn more? How about two? Time and money. The Toro Time Cutter with Smart Speed turns on a dime and trims close around landscaping for faster mowing. Power through the toughest grass with the durability and affordability of Titan and Z-Master mowers. Now with $500 savings through May 31st and special financing subject to credit approval. See your participating Toro dealer for details.
In Kearney, see Buffalo Outdoor Power.
It's a tough job. RethinkYourReaction.org provides tips on turning stressful situations into healthy family interactions.
Next time you're dealing with a temper tantrum, tell your child you'll be available when she's calm and give her some space. Use a soothing voice to help her gain control of those strong emotions, and it may end that tantrum faster.
Keep your sense of humor, talk to other parents, and don't be afraid to ask for advice. Taking a moment to rethink your reaction can make a big difference. Visit RethinkYourReaction.org.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a slight chance for some flurries. Otherwise, look for a high of 36 with northwest winds to 10 to 20. Then we'll head back to a low of 22 for tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, my co-host today, Todd Gatula. He might know a little bit about where he watches the Masters on the weekend, and he is a live band freak, and that's why he enjoys Cunningham's downtown. I mean, this is like a testimonial. You can give me a testimonial. You are one of those guys that still loves the live bands, which, let's face it, you kind of, in this day and age, it seems like if you're not older than me, you don't even know what going to live bands is about. You enjoy it. Cunningham's does it better than anybody in the area.
They do. That's my hangout, and that's not just a shameless plug.
It's the truth.
There's nobody better in town. The bands they're bringing are all over the board and fun, and you can ask for a better environment to catch a live music and good food and some cold suds every once in a while.
Well, we had a great time there for the NCAA tournament. You didn't miss a thing. And now that the Masters is on, of course, they've got where you can watch Amen Corner and where you can watch 15 and 16 in the featured group even before it's on television and even before we start this afternoon at 1 o'clock with our Masters coverage. Plus great food, whether it's for lunch, whether it's an evening meal, you can get anything on the menu, specials every day. You can't do better than that. So for sports, great food, and great entertainment, live bands every weekend at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and we can't wait for the courtyard to get open, which is like the greatest thing ever invented. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. Well, we're glad to welcome into the studio Josh Howgie, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. He's also brought Jared Chaffron over there. Woke him up from his nap this morning to see what's going on. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
A busy time of the year because it's time to wrap things up. This will be the final weekend for the Storm. You guys have your awards banquet going on tonight. You got to get ready for what's to come here in the offseason, and heck, it's less than a month before we do both of the drafts. We'll cover all of that, but how are you feeling? Have you had to put down a lot of Pepto-Bismol, or what's going on in the coaching office?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a stressful time. It's not really the way, you know, we all wanted it to go, but, I mean, you know, you got to look back and improve on it, figure out where you went wrong with different things, and, you know, at the end of the day, you got to take accountability and responsibility for where we're at. You know, we've had some injuries, had some bad luck along the way, but again, we got to find a way to fight through those things and do better. Probably not as friendly to my wife as I should be at times, but she knows what the business we're in, and she's right there to support me along the way. So like, it's frustrating, but again, it's exciting time with the upcoming drafts and stuff.
Now this was not intentional that Todd was the co-host and Josh came in to do the Tri-City Storm chat today. So, you know, I'm sure you've got some insight questions that you can throw out here once we get past all the business part. But let's get through the part that we don't want to talk about. This was promising at the beginning of the year. Everybody was jacked up, a full season under your belt to come in. And it wasn't a bad start to the year. Where did things take a turn? And is there a reason things took a turn?
Well, I think one thing that really hurt us was, you know, losing Brian Ward for 15 to 20 games. And when we lost him for some time, that really, you know, put some pressure on other guys. And I think just the constant battling of, you know, who's in the lineup, who's out of the lineup, guys getting hurt on Thursdays. It's just been different. When our forwards were healthy, we had 3D. When we had 6-7D, we've had, you know, last Friday, we played with six forwards for a stretch of 7 minutes, and it's just difficult to do. Again, it's just Johan Mattsson, losing him was, I think since we've lost him, we've really, you know, hit the skids. You know, our goals against has went from about, I think it was 2.8 goals against to about 3.4. So I think losing him, he was a guy who could bail us out when we made a mistake.
It's not like you've been here for 10 years and in the USHL for 10 years. What are you learning?
Well, I think we got to be tougher. I mean, we got to hold our guys a little bit more accountable at the beginning of the season. And I think just each year I go through it. I mean, in the North American League, there's nights where you could take a night off and still find a way to win. In the USHL, every night's a battle. And, you know, we have to do a better job preparing our guys every single night, where in the North American League, there are nights where you could maybe not give your best performance and your team would still find a way to do it for you.
Tri-City Storm coach Josh Howdy. Todd, maybe you, because you've seen the USHL probably longer than Josh has, what do you guys think about the competition level this year? Is it about where it's been, or was it up or down one way or another there?
Well, I think that maybe the first round picks this year might not be as high as it was last year, but I think you'll see a significant number of guys going anywhere from, you know, late in the first round of the NHL draft and a lot just getting drafted. So I think the overall talent is good, but you might not have the, you know, top 10 pick that they had, you know, in years past.
What'd you think?
I agree, and we talk a lot, and Greg Shea, our boss, is a lot better with all the numbers that he throws out all the time. But when you look at these rosters, we got the Frozen Four in front of us here. When you look at the rosters, watch college hockey on TV, these rosters are peppered, and more than peppered, they're full of guys from the USHL, guys with the Tri-City Storm as well as all the teams we play. And the longer you're around it, and my 4 years around it, I even knew it, but it's amazing how many guys you're watching night in, night out here in Kearney who are playing big-time level hockey at the college level. Turn on any NHL game and you're going to see two or three or more USHL players. You know, we've got one of our own, Jaden Schwartz, and I don't think we're ashamed to plug him a little bit and ride him out. You know, first-round draft pick 2 years ago, playing with the Blues after a couple of years out in Colorado, playing college hockey. I mean, I think that's something as an organization we continue to try to plug into people's heads that follow us, our hardcore fan, as well as the casual fan in Kearney and Central Nebraska, is these guys playing. They're not just 16, 17-year-old high school kids, which I know is so easy for people sometimes to just say it's high school hockey. These guys are big-time players signing with big-time programs. And, you know, we talk about win-loss records sometimes being, you know, frustrating this year. And I don't mean to steal Josh's comments here. We've got kids going to Princeton and Yale, and you start naming hockey programs and Ivy League schools, like, we're here to develop players also, and these kids, and maybe coach can expound that, but it's been pretty impressive, the group here the last 2 years, where some of these kids are going on to further their careers, both their educations and their you know, playing careers. But to go back to your original question, the league is still stacked full of talent, and kids that are going on, some kids that just came out last year that we're going to start seeing in the NHL here in the next couple of years, that names we recognize here maybe in the last couple seasons.
Yeah, and Josh, that is one thing that, unless there's trouble, nobody ever talks about it. Well, we never talked about a kid getting in. I don't remember a Tri-City Storm kid that's got in trouble that would have been outside of maybe. I mean, you don't read about it. You don't hear about it. And all these kids, I think the Storm may be the best organization in the USHL about moving kids onto their college dreams, so to speak.
Yeah, no question. Our guys aren't perfect. They're going to make mistakes along the way. But I think our where we should be judged as a coaching staff, and we never will be based on, you know, we get hired and fired based on wins and losses. But, you know, for us and myself, I hope that, you know, in 10 years from now, if we say that, hey, we developed this person as a young man and turned him into a better person, then we did our job. And that's what we're here to do, is develop young men into men. And again, they're going to make some mistakes and they're not perfect, but for the most part, we got good kids here. They're doing things the right way and they're learning and growing up.
Let's talk Josh Howji, the coach of the Tri-City Storm here. All right, you're already, I know, looking ahead towards next year, but one final thing before I forget on this too. Through this adversity, you have had some guys that continue to play well and have stood up there and taken the beating and been leaders. Just kind of touch on a couple of the leaders this team has had, even during this tough stretch.
Well, I think, you know, it starts with Brian Ward and Michael Vecchione. Those two guys have been, you know, warriors and battled. Vecchione's played in almost every game for us, only missed one. He's been, you know, just such a tireless worker, played in all situations for us, been great, going to be, you know, truly missed next year. And Brian Ward, I mean, he's a guy who I think in the last 30 games has pointed in 29. It's some crazy stat like that. He's been on fire. The only game he didn't point in, he got kicked out of for, you know, a check from behind. So he's been amazing, and just some of the records that he's set this year have been pretty impressive. Trevor Moore, another dynamic forward for us that we're going to lose. We're going to lose some, you know, key players up front that we're going to have to replace.
All right, the drafts are going to be a little bit different. And, again, there is a quirkiness to the USHL that is kind of like NCAA Division II that we talk about with UNK. It's always something different. But my recollection is there's two different drafts. And you can explain that to the fans, which always takes explanation for me, let alone even the basic fan out there. But there's always like a couple of weeks or a month or something in between May 6th and 7th, which doesn't give you any turnaround time. So just kind of attack that whole draft part for this year.
Yeah, so May 6th will be the 97 birth year draft. And so that's called the futures draft. And this year it's an 8-round draft. We don't have a first round pick because we signed Tori Dello, a 97 defenseman from Chicago. He's already committed to Notre Dame. The difference between that is if you sign a tender, that kid is already on your team for next year. He'll be playing with us. And again, like, it's, you can go out and take anybody you want before the draft. So we bypass the whole draft for our first pick and have Tori Dello coming in. Then on May 7th, you come back, and then any player of any birth year is open between that's older than a 97. So a 96 until next year will be 93s. So anyone in that birth year that will be drafted.
God, I feel old. Meat and potatoes of the draft is the second day.
You know what? The guys that you're taking in the second day are the guys that are going to come in and make your hockey team for the next season. You build your franchise. If you have bad future drafts, you're not going to win in this league. That's where you get the dynamic player, the kid that can be, you know, somebody special. The Taylor Camaradas, he was the first pick 2 years ago in the futures draft. Trevor Moore was our first pick in the futures draft. Those are the guys that are the difference makers. Those are the guys that are going to be the first round NHL picks. Guys that are in the entry draft or maybe late developers, but they can come in and make a difference right away. Guys that got passed over.
Well, it has always seemed to me that the hardest draft I've ever even imagined, it's got to be worse than college coaches trying to recruit to Division I football programs, because there is hockey everywhere. What's your philosophy on trying to keep up with these kids so that you know who's good?
Well, it's a process. I mean, you're working the phone quite a bit and really trying to stay in touch with. Now you have two different animals as well. You have guys that are going to go the college route and guys that want to go major junior route. So we have to find the best players that want to go the college route. We're not looking for guys that want to go the major junior route because we're competing with them. So it's just picking up calls, you know, getting under rocks and finding different spots to find guys and just using your connections the best you can. But it's, you know, as soon as the season's over, 3 days after I got my first recruiting trip, I'll be out, you know, getting into parents' homes, talking with kids and really just trying to do work and find guys.
Josh Howgie with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You guys have your awards banquet tonight, and it's the final weekend of the season. Just a wrap on what's going to be going on here.
Yeah, it's bittersweet time here. You know, give some awards out to our guys and just talk about them a little bit and, you know, try to prepare them, but let them have one last weekend to enjoy each other, enjoy the town, and just the overall experience. It's, again, not where we want to be, but this has been a great group. They've worked hard, and they've battled a lot of adversity, so, you know, let them have their last weekend.
Todd, anything to add?
I'd just say, you know, this organization's in very good hands with Josh at the helm. He is a tireless worker. He understands how to target talent. He's a good X's and O's guys. And while this year's been, you know, not the success we had hoped, he's working hard already for next year to bring the kind of program that we want to have here. And nobody hides behind the fact that we're here to put some banners up. We want to win championships and make the playoffs, not just make the playoffs, but win in them and be right there challenging. And we're not afraid to say that as a staff or as a team, and that starts next year. There's no 3-year building process or any of that. It's win right now and build the type of team that challenges for those types of trophies. And he's the guy to carry us there and do that. Definitely a tireless worker, and his energy level, as you get just sitting here a few minutes with him, is tremendous, and kids love him, and he's doing a great job for us. Terrific job.
What do you think, guys? Is there we've had some emails, we've had some texts. How much of this season can we blame on the rookie broadcaster, Jared Chaffron?
You know what? I'd love to put the blame right on him. But you know what? Again, like I take full accountability and responsibility for where we're at. I mean, it's our job as a staff to get us where we need to go. And again, we can't look anywhere else but right in the mirror and take responsibility for where we're at. And again, I'm proud of our guys, and I'll go to bat for any one of them. They've been through a lot this year, and no one knows unless you're in that locker room on a day-to-day basis how many guys are banged up, how many guys right now shouldn't probably be even playing that are playing just because they, you know, want to take pride in the logo and really represent our town.
How come I'm the only one that had Quinnipiac in the Frozen Four? I hear all you guys' brackets have blown up. What happened?
Well, I'm a little bit of a Minnesota guy, so a little bit disappointed.
Just a little. Yeah. Spell it.
Just a little. Have you guys already made sure? Is the Minnesota game, it's there next year, isn't it? Husker football game.
I think
it
Minnesota.
Is there.
Have you found a way to schedule that weekend off?
Funny, we just started this morning. We just came straight from a meeting. We're starting to work on next year's schedule already with the league, and that was one of the dates we were looking at, if we could schedule a game then or not.
I want to be out of town as far away from here as possible when the Gophers get pummeled by Nebraska. So, but we'll still be cheering for them.
Folks, they're going to try and pack the house. I'll let you guys get out of here. We'll talk about that with Todd here in just a minute. But always appreciate the time and working with you guys with all the games on the Breeze 94.5. And, hey, enjoy the offseason. And, again, as always, best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Josh Howgie, Jared Chaffron coming in. Did you want to say anything?
I don't know. I can't take any blame for the team on the ice. I only just broadcast what happens. So, you know, you can't blame me for anything, but I want them to win as bad as anybody else.
Well, we'll get things going again here in 2013 in the fall. Guys, thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back. Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a slight chance for some flurries. Otherwise, look for a high of 36 with northwest winds to 10 to 20. Then we'll head back to a low of 22 for tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Todd Gatula here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. I know that Andy got a hold of me yesterday, and he said some words that I can't say on the air because they're not having a lot of fun out there right now from the hail that we got earlier this week, and it didn't even register to me. I still say it's the weirdest sleet storm I've ever seen. But we had hail on Monday night, then we had the sleet on Tuesday, and right now they have got great vehicles, no problem, but they're also going to have some vehicles that probably you're going to hear about here that you're going to be saving some serious money on. Talk to them about it. See what's going on. Right now, though, you can get a 2013 Chrysler Town & Country with the hassle-free price. You're getting another $4,200 off from the manufacturer and 1.9% financing if you go 72 months or 3.9% financing if you go 84 months with approved credit. Plus, if you're a friend of theirs on Facebook, they're giving away tickets to the Storm game on Saturday night. They've always got great giveaways. They've also got deals that you can use there at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Tiger has picked up a birdie on the par 3 sixth hole, so he is one under par at this stage of the tournament, which ties him for eighth. David Lynn still leads the way at this point. So there you go. You know what? I was so excited yesterday. When these all-star rosters come out, I always like to see what's going on, and then that gives us a reason to have Bob Jensen on. Because, you know, if I just say, Bob, will you want to be on, and we don't really have a reason, people think I got a man crush on him. Bob, how's it going, man?
I can feel the love, Duda. That's all I can say. I'm doing good. I see that you, to borrow a phrase, are slumming today when it comes to a co-host, but got to have somebody behind the mic.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm sure Gatula probably had a chance to, you know, buy Husker Land Prep, but you know, he's going to the Storm. We've chewed some of the same dirt, haven't we?
Yes. Well, anyway, Todd, it's good to know that you've found gainful employment beyond your usual spectrum.
I was just going to say how great a gentleman you are, Mr. Jensen, and then you come at me like that, so I take it all back.
Yeah. Well, I usually don't get that far with most people, so I appreciate going part of the way. That's good.
Well, let's make one more comment here since we're in the middle of Old Home Week, evidently, with Bob Jensen and Todd Gatula. Again, Facebook can be a wonderful thing, except when people just share 100 million photos. But recent honor, I think it was recent, and I know Bob and I both know your dad down at Falls City doing radio. Can you fill me in on what I saw there with all the photos? 40 years of broadcasting, and some from the Huskers and some from there. And, God, I didn't know your dad with the cool lettuce. Great lettuce that he had, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, my dad's been a radio guy for 40 years. He just finished his 40th year. He's getting ready to retire from the grocery business, his real job, here in a couple months. I think he's going to stick around maybe another year for radio, but I know he's crossed your guys' paths many a times. You haven't held it against me. So, but no, pretty cool to see Dad reach that point. And he's done a lot from just like you guys, the high school to the small college. He even did Husker freshman football back when that existed. So, you know, just a small town radio guy who loves sports and has never quit doing it. So
we're just jealous of the lettuce, aren't we, Bob?
Oh, me? No, not me. Not me. No. Gatula's old man is a real nice dude. Got a big following down there, and that's the beauty, as you know, Duda, from doing business in small towns, broadcasting games and whatnot. You make a lot of friends. You got a lot of people to kind of count on you and everything. And 40 years, that's a long time to do anything. So congratulations.
Well, let's talk. One of the main reasons I wanted to have you on today is that the rosters, coaches, it's out for the 8-man all-star football game this June in Hastings, which is always a great event. What do you think of the rosters?
Well, as always, there's not many holes. It's like Coach Kleffner from up at Spalding said, they had 87 kids that were nominated or something like that, 87 somewhere in that neighborhood, and had to get down to like 24. So you truly are getting the cream of the crop. And, every head coach at any level has a different way of looking at things. And when it comes to philosophy, you're going to want to try and get guys that fit your philosophy, and I think that obviously has a lot to do with the structure of the rosters in the first place. I will say this much, just in general, when I looked at those rosters, the first thing I noticed was these team is enormous. They're going to be able to line up Nathan Budgeta and Dylan Lowenstein. Budgeta is the Iowa recruit from Howells Dodge. Lowenstein, he's a tremendous football player. He's a two-time All-Stater. He goes 275 pounds, and he'll be second-team news because Budget is in camp. But you've got those two kids anchoring your line, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Doug Duda and Todd Gatula here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, as it usually happens, most of the kids in our listening area are from the West. And when I say listening area, I don't mean to overrun anybody that might be a little farther away than we expect. But you've got Kennesaw with a couple of kids led by Tyler Schnitzler and Dalton Bender. Loup City with Riley Lambrick is in there. You got the stud running back in Luke Glenn out of Shelton. We've got kids from state championships like Giltner. We've got Elwood, Elm Creek. You've got Dahlgren from Bertrand. They're all obviously all-stars, but there's a couple of these kids I haven't even got a chance to see play. Who's one of two of those kids that when they go to the 8-man game, maybe didn't get the state pub on a state championship team that we need to watch for?
Well, okay, but that's interesting. Okay, I didn't know where you were headed there. I was about ready. The words Tyler Schnitzler were about ready to come out of my mouth because really, I don't know if I saw a kid who had more influence on how his team did than Tyler Schnitzler. And granted, Kennesaw was an exceptional team, and he's an exceptional player. But he's got a teammate, the Bender kid. This Dalton Bender is an outstanding football player. Talk about overshadowed when we talk about the kid from BDS maybe being in budget shadow a little bit. Bender's a tremendous football player. It's just that, you couldn't take your eyes off of Tyler Schnitzler. And he's a kid that fills that bill. Somebody that people are really going to like, though, you talked about Riley Lambrecht. The kid's a 47-foot triple jumper. He's a wide receiver. The back gets hurt. They put him in. He runs for like 400, 50 yards or something like that in two starts. Got good size. He's a kid that I would be really excited to see. And again, you know, Loup City's had a little football success, but they're still off of most people's radar. I think he's the kind of kid, especially in a setting like that, that could make some really big plays.
Bob, over the years, this game's grown in scope a little bit, at least with the level of talent. How just overall, I mean, we've been talking about some individual kids, and obviously Nathan Bajeda from Howells Dodge and that program that Mike Spears has put together, it's incredible. Him as well as some others, talk about maybe the Division I type talent that over the years has kind of evolved into this game to where it's no longer just, you know, Shrine Bowl B, I guess. There's really some legitimate talent, you know, coming to that field every summer.
Well, yeah, that's right, Gatul. I mean, the easy, quick answer is just go back 1 year with Drew Ott, who was a grown man at the age of 14 and simply was dominant for 4 years in high school. That's just it. You know, there's the beauty of this game, and frankly the beauty of Nebraska high school football, especially since the Huskers don't necessarily find any of them worth a scholarship, is that Division One is Division One. We've got good football players, and you know, when it comes to you know getting a Division One kid, it is such a rarity. What you've got though is you've got some of these kids that are going to be knockout players at the Division II level. You got a lot of them, and the one thing about Nebraska, you know, we love football in our state, and it comes through when you go to the college level, because there's a lot of really good football programs in this state outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, and that's where the very, very large majority of these kids are going to go. So there have been some Division I kids, there have been some near Division I kids, but what we mainly have is a bunch of really good football players that are going to play a step below that.
Bob Jensen with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes. Talk a little bit about the 8-man All-Star game. The rosters came out, and Troy Kleffner of Spalding Academy coaches the West, J.R. Knott, Heartland Lutheran, Jason Spady, Garden County, his assistants, Gerald Humlechek of Shelby is taking care of the East. We talked about Tanner Fate during the high school sports season. He's on the East. Rulon Taylor, an outstanding wrestler, is on the West team. There's some great kids from Elgin and O'Neill St. Mary's that are going to be there as well. But just on paper, Bob, just on paper, it would seem to me if our old sidekick, he would probably pick the East as the favorite in this game. What do you think?
I would think so. I would think the East would be the favorite. A lot of it's got to do with that line play we're talking about. I saw Fate play a couple, three times this year. The kid is a legitimate playmaker at the quarterback position. You know, they've got, you know, they're going to have, that's just it. They're going to start Fate. They've got Marcus Clausen, I think, from Wausau, who is just, he was All-State in two sports. He was All-State in football, All-State in basketball. You know, they're going to have lots of playmakers. I guess the thing is, yeah, I think the East is the favorite in this game, but it's one of the interesting dynamics. you're going to have to excuse me. My sinuses are killing me. But the point is that you've got attitude. That's got a lot to say with how these kids play, kids that believe they're going to be good when they show up.
Finally, Bob, so we won't keep you too much longer here. It is track season. It is golf season. Has anything stood out to you? I mean, we did see Cahoy break the pole vault record, I know, over at Grand Island. Is there another performance that has maybe really caught your eye?
Well, I'll be honest, Dougie. I've been awful busy on the football book. I don't know that I'm really in a position to answer that question very well, but anytime you can set a pole vault record in this early in the season, that's a remarkable achievement.
All right, who did you take in the Masters?
Well, I took Tiger. I took Tiger. When I saw the list, I didn't see your name on it, so I took Tiger. The guy's obviously, he's back, and he loves that course, and that course loves him. It doesn't really matter. It'll come down to Sunday, and somebody's going to have to beat him on the back nine.
And finally, a lot of folks may have seen the article, and I've talked with Stu Pospisil, and we will on the show about it, but you may have seen the article in the Omaha World Herald, discussion of what to do with the state basketball tournament, and both he and the NSAA have sent out survey forms to try and get the feedback of the coaches on what they want to do. Have a three-day tournament, have a four-day tournament. If you do have a three-day tournament, maybe have it at six sites or four. Which one do you like, Bob, of those proposals?
I'm not a big fan of going to 4 days. I think that's overkill. I think that finding a way to play as many, and we do, we shove a lot of games into a short period. But obviously, we got to take advantage of the Pinnacle Center. We need to not forget Devaney. And the thing with the three sessions instead of the two, you know, it makes it tough to add another game. So. I don't think, and I'm just speaking for myself. I mean, there are some of those high schools that are, you know, they're more attractive than others, but I don't know that I've ever heard anybody complain about the playing conditions on a state tournament floor. So I think that's something they need to be, you know, that's something I would take into account anyway. I'd like to see it stay at 3 days and really emphasize the two best buildings we have in town.
Are we overthinking it, guys? Sometimes I wonder if, you know, we overthink this. We've had a pretty good product with state basketball for a lot of years, and I understand you need to always be progressive and be forward-thinking, but it's a pretty darn good tournament. I wonder sometimes if we're forgetting, you know, about the kids and the schools and the coaches and what really matters when it comes to that, and maybe overthinking it a bit.
I agree with that 100%, Gatula. It would come. It figures that would come from a building guy. Okay, but I agree 100%. The charm of getting into that unbelievably hot Lincoln High gym, where apparently the thermostat has never ever been fixed, and having the place full and things are a little funky. I mean, that's the state tournament. I mean, the Pinnacle Center is going to be beautiful, and I suppose there will be a lot of people in it for, you know, games and everything. But really, the charm of the whole thing isn't about the big buildings; it's about the little buildings. And you know, let's face it, well, if you're going to talk about, you know, the Jack Armstrong aspect of the whole thing, there's a lot of great stories that have been told in small school basketball, the state tournament. They did not happen at Devaney, and so I agree with you, Gatula. I think there's a lot to be said with just not going crazy here, and I think going to 4 days would that would be crazy.
Funky.
You've been there, man.
I would have referenced Lincoln Southeast with the pool, but so
yeah, that's true. That's true. But Lincoln High, Lincoln East, where it never seems like the lights are on. I don't know. It's but that's another story. So.
Exactly. Well, Bobby, we'll. I hope you get to feeling better. Enjoy the Masters.
Yeah. Well, I've mainly enjoyed just seeing you and Mr. Gatula behind the, listening to you boys behind the mic. It seems, it kind of makes the day a little bit brighter when I get a chance to hear the Doug and Daddy show.
Man,
or the Doug and Todd show, as we like to call it.
Searching for words. But, hey, yeah. We appreciate it, Bob. thanks for chatting with us. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, you know it.
See you, Bob.
Talk to you guys later.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Always a great job. Always love to have him on the program.
He's truly one of the good guys. He does a great job for high school sports in the state. Really does.
You'd think there's 10 of them as much as he does out there, and we could use 10 of them as well. Chance to give away tickets here as we go into the break. The Platte Valley Roller Vixens Roller Derby team will be competing once again at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island Saturday night at 7:30. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to caller number 6 at 888-455-ESPN. Call now, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to go to the roller derby Saturday night at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, be caller 6, and we're back with more after this.
Your buds ditched you again this weekend. It's okay, buddy. Cheer up and head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is a great hangout on the weekends. So watch live entertainment, meet some new friends, and you know what? If you pick up your phone and text Hams Live to the number 90210, that's Hams Live, all one word, to 90210, Cunningham's will send you your first cover charge for free. Now go have some fun at Cunningham's, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Just in time for spring, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows, patio doors, and accessories. That's 10% off the number one brand in windows. They'll stand up to the harshest conditions, and their energy efficiency should keep high energy bills out of your mailbox this summer. Now's the time, thanks to 10% off special order Anderson windows, patio doors, and accessories. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 17th, U.S. only, just over details.
Crack open a case of Peak Motor Oil, and you know exactly what's going into your car. 65 years of experience in hot and cold protection, and a history of American-made quality to keep your engine running right for the long haul. Peak is an independent, family-owned business, nothing like big oil. And what gets our motor going is giving you what's right for your engine and your wallet. Find us on the shelf or visit peakauto.com. Peak.
Dial Global's coverage of the 2013 Masters begins April 11th.
He's dressed in all white, and he's 6 inches away to having a green jacket put on that all white. And he strokes it in, and Bubba Watson has won the 2012 Masters with a brilliant par at 10.
From the first round to the presentation of the green jacket, all the action is right here.
Hear action every day beginning at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with a slight chance for some flurries. Otherwise, look for a high of 36 with northwest winds to 10 to 20. Then we'll head back to a low of 22 for tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Man, they're already alerting us to possible rain at the Masters. Cut it out! No! No! I'm with Greeny on this. Now, I would rather, I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to pick between the Super Bowl and the Masters and Husker football. No, I just want to watch it all. And sit back, watch it, or listen to it in comfort at your home or your office with great furniture from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether you need something in a different color, a different size, a different style, or you're just ready to redo your bedroom, your living room, whatever the case may be, they've been there for you for 36 years at Bruce Furniture. They compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, Bruce Furniture maintains a small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. You'll have friends in the furniture business for life when you work with the folks and save money and get exactly what you want at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Before we get out of here, a couple, three different things that we want to talk about. We got an email here from John and Kearney who says, going back to the USHL earlier, Doug, the coach can't say it on the air, but the officiating has really been terribly inconsistent all year. I'll say it for him. The officiating sucks in the USHL. Yeah.
I can get fined, so I can't comment.
Yeah, really? You can get fined?
Sure.
So, of all the emails that we've had on the program today, would you say you kind of agree or you really agree or disagree with any of the emails that we may have had on the show today? I don't want to get you in trouble.
I'll say I can comment on the officiating in the USHL. the first answer is it is a training ground for officials just like it is players. Yeah. And going in, everybody knows that. I think it's easy when the team's struggling a little bit like we had the last half of the season to – quickly point the finger at officials in any sport. When you win all of those one goal games that you lose, all of a sudden some of those calls that hurt you, you forget about.
Yeah.
That said, it can be better. And I think the league constantly strives to be better. They have officials, supervisors that come out to games all across the country and all the rinks and grade them, and they go over game tape. I mean, it's a very hands-on process in the league to identify and keep, I mean, what happens, Doug, to be honest, as soon as you get a really good official, they get called up to a higher level. And so there's quite a revolving door, and it lacks some consistency sometimes. And we've had our share of games. Here's where I have to be careful. We've had our share of games where we've had some tough calls go against us that really played a key part in the outcome. So that's from our core fan base that mentions that. We've had some rough nights.
And you know where they park. I don't know how your tire's flat. Anyway, see you guys. Congratulations to Bill from Grand Island, the winner of our Roller Vixen tickets. He'll have fun Saturday night in Grand Island. And you can find a way to get more tickets. We got them on shopwheelerdealer.com, Jeffrey. Is that true?
I believe so, yep.
All right.
Check that out. My phone's lighting up.
Oh, New England Patriots corner and former Husker Alfonso Dennard has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and 30 days of jail for assaulting the police officer in Lincoln last year. Sentence handed down this morning in Lancaster County District Court. A jury in February found Dennard guilty of the felony charge and a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest. The former Husker was acquitted of third-degree assault. Dennard faced up to 5 years in prison for the officer assault and up to a year for resisting arrest. He was arrested after the bars closed around 2 a.m. A police report said Dennard struck an officer after the officer ordered him to leave the area after an altercation with a different man. So I'll have to admit, I didn't think he'd get any jail time on that deal, but he does, and 30 days, I wouldn't want to do it. Wouldn't want to do 5 years. But so Dennard, he's getting more than a slap on a hand here.
Yeah, it's a little heavy-fisted maybe for the charge.
So we'll see what happens. Also, I told you I was going to bring this up on the air. A lot of people are asking me now, and because you're starting to hear and see a little bit about it, what are the Kearney Hawks? And really nobody seems to know, although they are an organization that is trying to get indoor football going in the Kearney area, and they just haven't got far enough along to start competing. They're trying to get there, and maybe they're going about it a different way than some folks. They're trying to get interest and then maybe put it together.
Yeah, I think, and I'm going to speak on behalf of the arena here, the event center here in Kearney, if that's okay. You know, we were approached by a couple gentlemen who are behind this from the Central Nebraska area, who have a dream, quite honestly, of starting an indoor football team. They were Tri-City Diesel fans back in the day when that used to be under previous ownership at the arena.
Awesome.
And they think there's a place for it. We had some, I would say, entry-level conversations with them. They approached us to see our interest level at the event center. To be quite blunt, the way the season runs, we've got ice in. There's challenges. I mean, hockey is our main tenet, and first and foremost, even above concerts and shows out there, that's what matters to us and what we need to build. And anything that would take away from that, you know, we don't feel comfortable being involved with. So we know there's a couple gentlemen trying to start a team. You know, they have a name for it, a logo. They put up a billboard. I know they have a Facebook page and slash website. I'm assuming, but don't know, that they've approached some other venues in the area to, I think they're, you know, feeling out. I don't want to speak on their behalf, but in the limited conversations we've had, you know, they think a team will work here in Kearney and are taking a look at it. I think they're looking at a couple different leagues. And again, I don't want to speak out of turn, but the two, you know, and this is coming from me, not them, that make the most sense of the indoor football league, the Danger playing in Grand Island. There's another league called the CPIFL that has teams in Topeka, Omaha, and Lincoln. It's the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. You've got Topeka and Kansas City, Lincoln and Omaha, Tulsa, Salina, Kansas. So some Midwest teams might make sense to be in there. Beyond that, I don't know that I have a whole lot to add other than I can say we've been in conversations a year and a half plus ago. It's not coming to the event center. I know we've taken a lot of calls when the announcement came out, people automatically assuming,
yeah,
because we had football, the type of facility we are, that we were the logical choice for them to play. Although we've had conversations, there's no agreement whatsoever right now for any indoor football to come play in our building. I think so we can kind of squash that rumor here. And beyond that, you know, I just think they're looking and putting feelers out to see what type of response there is.
Anything else that is going on at the event center we want to know about today?
No, we're heading into the summer and, you know, looking to book some shows and more events. And
you need to get a bowling alley in there. Let's get a bowling alley in there.
We've been looking at, you know, somebody called, wanted us to do these new trampoline houses, like a full floor full of trampolines.
Ooh.
And you name
that's
it.
That's got destruction written
and
all
and
over
we're,
it.
We're already looking at next year on the ice. Can we do curling and can we do figure skating championships? And, you know, some of that we joke about. Some of it, when you got ice, you look at that stuff. And our attitude out there is we'll look at anything that we're approached with. And if it makes sense and we think people have fun doing it, we'll give it a shot.
The Harlem Globetrotters, a big success here a couple of weeks ago. You're trying to get as much use out of the basketball floor as you can with the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament out there, and I think you guys put it down just for pickup games from time to time. But anything more coming with that?
Hey, my hopes that here in a few months, this fall, we can come back on the show and make some announcements of basketball. And we've been in discussions with different groups, collegiately, high school level. We do the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament every February. We've done that for 3 years now. It's been a real great success for us, and I think the conference would say so too. And we've opened some people's eyes, let's say, to just how good a facility is for basketball, and it really is a great facility for basketball. And we'd love to get some other people involved. We've had some very initial conversations, and I think some people are getting on board that maybe weren't in the past. And we really hope to do more things like basketball in our building during the hockey season. We can convert the building over the ice and play basketball, have the court out nice in the next day. So that's an area we want to be better at, and we're going to approach some teams and coaches and athletic directors and see if we can get some more, a weekend tournament, a preseason tournament, a holiday tournament. I know there's a lot of those, but something that works for everybody and do it. And that's something we're not bashful about talking about publicly, is we want to do more basketball in there. It makes sense for both sides, for the building and also the teams that could play there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll take a look at the leaderboard here at the Masters one final time and remind you that there is soccer going on today at Foster Field. Kearney, Grand Island, getting it on. The boys are both undefeated. That's at 6:30, 3-4 in the state in the Omaha World Herald. They are going to go trade some blows tonight. Of course, it's doubleheaders, Lexington and Hastings. They've got a couple of teams that are rated. That's at Hastings. Central Catholic goes to Pius today. So that's going on as well. UNK baseball not going on today. They canceled that series with Missouri Western. They're on the road this weekend. UNK softball, they're moving their Friday doubleheader to Sunday, so they will play at home Saturday and Sunday. And if you're going to the Husker game on Friday, softball will now be at 4, baseball at 4:05 with Ohio State on Friday to get things going. David Lynn, playing the 18th, is at 4 under par, leading the Masters by 1 over Jim Furyk and Justin Rose, who are at 3 under. Kevin Na is at 2 under par with a whole host of folks. David Toms is at 2 under, playing the 18th. Tim Clark, Lee Westwood, Choi Sendon, Tiger Woods is 2 under through 8 holes at this point in the golf tournament. So those are a bunch of folks. Carl Peterson got in at 1, or that's John Peterson that got in at a 1 under par. So they're just starting to finish up some of those. And again, Phil and Keegan Bradley and that Matt Kuchar, Bill Haas, they're in those last three. Rory McIlroy today. Where's Bubba at? Oh, the youngster is 1 over through 2. Linton Juan, 1 over par through 2. And Bubba Watson is 2 over through 8. So let's wrap things up. Todd, hey, man, thanks for coming in. And we know we always get the best.
Always fun.
Love having you. And folks, don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey coming up this weekend. They're on the road Friday, then home trying to pack the house. You've got a lot of special promotions coming up Saturday as well, Todd.
Yeah, lots of fun. Big Wednesday after. Meet the team on the ice for some autographs. First 500 to get some lotto tickets, so maybe a chance to even win a few bucks.
Sweet! It's Saturday, and if you can't make it, it's always on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We want to thank Josh Howgie, head coach of the Storm, for coming in today. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. We'll look at the Masters again after day one tomorrow. Jim Langens in as my co-host. Some special guests for you as well to wrap up a week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Masters coverage begins live at 1 o'clock. Enjoy it here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!